One thing we know that he cares.
Yes.
That's what we have. That's his attachment, the feeling of love and trust.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
And what we're going through, he's right there.
Yep.
And he cares. He feels pain. All the things that we are going through.
Amen.
He cares about us, does he not?
Amen.
We're serving a God that cares about concerned about us. Not only the children, his those that are living for him, but he cares about the whole human race.
Yes, he does.
That's right.
Yes.
Cares about us.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. If he didn't care, if he didn't love us, he wouldn't have gave his life for you.
That's right.
Amen.
That you and I could be saved. Jesus, he has a great concern.
Yes.
A love that no man. Greater love than no man than this, that a man lie down his life for his friend.
Amen.
Yeah.
He did. Had a great love for us. I'm glad of that, Eric, aren't you?
Amen.
Yeah.
We know if it wasn't for the shedding of blood, there would be no remission for sin.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. We wouldn't have been, we couldn't have been saved today.
That's right.
But I'm glad that he was, that he had a love for us like this. And then I'm glad that he was willing to give his life.
That's right. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm glad of that.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, sin is, I want to talk a little about sin today.
Amen.
I want you to pray for us as we attempt to look into some of the precious Word of God. The Word of God is precious, isn't it?
Amen. Yes.
The Word of God, it saved the soul.
Yes.
And the Word of God will keep us safe. That if we will continue to follow the instruction. Amen. His instruction.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us today and inspire our faith. You know, sin has blinded the eyes of sinners' understanding.
Yeah.
You know, when your eyesight is blind, you know what I'm thinking about? Your understanding has blinded the sinner's understanding.
Yes.
That's a bad thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you have your understanding is blind, and you're thinking that I'm all right when I'm when you're not.
All right.
May the Lord help us today. We need the Lord to help us today, does we not?
Yes.
Amen.
Sin has blinded the eyes of sinners' understanding. That's a bad thing, you know, when you have blinded the eyes of sinners' understanding. They're going on and thinking they're all right when they're not. And thinking that they are, you know, that they're going to live here forever. Preparing and doing this and doing that. When the Bible says that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment.
Yes.
They so busy they don't have no time for God, or don't think about God until something happened.
Yes, help Lord.
And then souls began to think about God. May the Lord help us today. They cannot see themselves as they is. You can't see yourself when your understanding is blind.
Amen.
May the Lord help us today and inspire our faith. You can't see yourself. You know what I mean? May the Lord help us. I thought about one said, you want to see yourself, walk in there and look at the mirror. Sometimes, you know what I mean, our attitudes and all of these things can, and you can see the how our face be all, you know, how we look and all of that. If you could just look in the mirror sometime and see yourself.
Amen.
Amen. But we, you know, we just can't see ourselves.
Help, Lord.
Sin is a bad thing. They can't see themselves. They don't realize that what sin. Sin is against man.
Amen.
And not realizing that sin will destroy you.
Yeah.
Sin, the devil don't have, he is not your friend. The devil only come to destroy, to kill, and what else?
Steal,
and to destroy. That's all he comes for, that purpose.
Yes.
That's the reason he came, for all of that purpose.
Amen.
To destroy souls.
Mm-hmm.
Or steal. He'll steal your soul, dear one. He'll blind your understanding. You will think that when you're out there and sin, you'll think you're all right.
Yes.
If I come out here today and just hear this service, be in the service, I'm all right. See, I'm all right. You're not all right.
No.
If you are in sin.
Amen.
If the Lord should come, you think with me. If the Lord would come right at that moment, you would be lost. You see how the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Funny. He is out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He don't care. He'll get you so far out there, and then he'll push you overboard.
That's right.
Yeah.
He don't care.
That's right.
Chain you down. Bind you down. You are a slave. For the enemy. See? Does that? It bind a human being down in this mud hole. Wallowing in your body. Sin.
Yes.
Sin is a bad thing.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and at the end, after all of this, I'm going through Laban to see the wedge of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, after, you know, the pay for sin is death. You'll be cast into the lake for fire. And there where you will remain eternity. That's what sin will do for you.
Yes.
That's the pay for sin.
Mm-hmm.
But here's someone that offered you a gift. The gift of God is eternal.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Jesus extending his love and his head out saying, come on to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to risk give you eternal life. I don't want you to perish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to die and burn in the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
But I want your soul to live.
Right.
I want you to enjoy. The happiness,
yeah,
and the joy death of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us today. Our soul going to have to realize some things. You know, have to realize his nothingness. He's going to have to realize that he a lost sinner on his way to hell. Yes. If he don't change. That's what he's going to have to realize. See?
Amen.
You're going to have to see yourself, see, that I need a Savior.
Yes.
And I know that the only one Savior, that's Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
When you can see yourself, realize this and see yourself like this, then you can get a little, you can get some help then. Let us turn now. Here, a man that we don't want to go through all of the chambers of what he has done. Over here in David, where he have went in, he have done awful sin.
Yes.
Awful sin. Turn over here in chapter 1 in Psalms, chapter 1 and around about the first chapter. And then there the prophet began to talk to him and going around. I'm going to make a long story short. And David began to say some words, and he said, "Thou the man, thou art the man." Mm-hmm. See? And what happened? This David wanted the Lord. He prayed that the Lord would cleanse him.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We didn't go through the story where he went unto Bathsheba and how he put that man, put a husband out there on the front line, had him put out there to be destroyed. He knew it, see?
That's right.
Yeah.
Because he wanted his wife. Amen. May the Lord help us today. But may the Lord help us. We make it a long story short. Praise God. May the Lord help us today and inspire our faith. We needed the Lord to help. We need the Lord to help us, don't we not?
Yeah.
All right, the Lord. But you see what sin would do. He didn't realize that. But he was the man, see? He was blind to that at the time until he said, "Thou art the man."
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when he said, "Thou art the man," he prayed then. He humbled his heart.
Yes.
Amen. May the Lord help us. I trust and hope today that if we are living in sin, you are doomed. You are doomed if you don't change and turn to God.
Yes.
Amen. It's something like thou art the man.
Yes.
Lord, help us today and inspire our faith. All right then. What he says? Who want to say? He just have mercy. What he saying now? Someone read that scripture.
Have
now.
Mercy upon me, O God.
Oh, he said, Lord, have mercy upon me, O God. Oh, we should have that. You know, if a soul here today, you may be old, we may be old or young, pray God. But I tell you, if you're one today, sometimes we feel like when we are young, we have a long time to live.
Yes.
May the Lord help us. We don't know when the Lord is going to say time no more for us.
Amen.
Well, it behooves us to get ready to meet
Lord.
The Lord. If we are not saved, we are not ready.
Amen.
You should be ready and say, "Lord, have mercy." Read on now. What it say? Read mercy upon me. According to thy love and kindness.
According unto the multitude of thy tenderness.
According to the magnitude of thy tenderness.
Praise Lord.
Yeah.
Blot out my transgressors. Blot them out, Lord. Oh, I'm sorry, praise God. The man was sorry, wasn't he not?
Yes.
May the Lord help us today and inspire our faith. Oh, he wanted the Lord to have mercy on him. You know, when we get into certain situations, you know what I mean? And things like this, we want mercy, doesn't we not?
Yes.
Have you been at a place that you wanted mercy?
Yes.
Praise God. Lord, may the Lord help us today.
Lord,
help us. If you are unsaved today, you need the Lord to have mercy on you.
Yes,
right.
Have mercy on me.
Yeah.
I need the Lord to have mercy on me, although I'm saved. But I want the Lord to have mercy on me.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Lord, help us today.
Amen.
Lord, but the man is praying for cleansing.
We need to pray for cleansing today. Lord, will clean us up. Praise God. Because I'm dirty. I'm undone. I'm not fitting for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
May the Lord help us. Been in the mud hole and this is where the dog has vomited and I wallowed in it. Oh Lord, help us today. We are down in a place that you can't help yourself. Lord, help us today. You're in bondage. Pray God, you're chained down. Oh, we need help. Pray God. If you can't get out yourself, you need to ask God to have mercy. He is the only one. Pray God can help us. May the Lord help us today. All right then. Read on now what he said.
Wash me thoroughly.
Wash me thoroughly. Pray God. I want you to wash me thoroughly, Lord. Read on now.
From mine iniquity.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
And cleanse me.
And cleanse me. Well, man, cleanse me, pray God. From what?
I acknowledge my sin. And my sin is ever before me.
He acknowledges sin and he realizes that they are ever before him, pray God. Oh, dear one, today, that's a soul that is sorry. We're going to have to come sorry, tired, amen, of the old life of sin. Praise God.
Yeah.
Realizing that your sins are ever before you. Praise God. Amen. You want to be clean now. Amen. I want you to cleanse me, Lord. Wash me. Praise God. Make me clean. Praise God. Amen. May the Lord help us today. All right, read on. Where are we reading that? Now, okay, then.
Against thee and thee only have I sinned.
Lord, I didn't sin against myself, but I sinned against you, Lord.
Yeah.
I sinned against you. I did this awful thing against you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I did it. Praise God.
Yeah.
I'm at your mercy. Yeah. Praise God. Have mercy on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm helpless. I'm in a place that I can't help myself.
Right.
That I need help, Lord. Lord, help us today in this vile of faith. I've been in this thing a long time. I've been down here in this place a long time. I need deliverance, Lord. Yeah. I want you to set me free from this awful place I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. This awful place.
Yeah.
I'm stuck. I'm bound. I'm chained down. I cannot help myself. I can't get out of this rut. Praise God. Without you, Lord. May the Lord bless us today. It is by the faith. Read on now what he said. Okay.
And done this evil in thy sight.
I did this evil in your sight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I did it before in your sight. I know you've seen all things. Praise God.
Yes.
May the Lord help us. I can't hide anything from you. Amen. He coming clean. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
We got to come clean. Praise God.
Yeah.
We got to realize that I need help. Praise God. I got to realize that I cannot make it. I can't go to heaven. Praise God. With sin in my life.
Amen.
Heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace. No sin can go there. Praise God.
Yeah.
I must be clean. Cleared from my sin. Praise God.
Yeah.
What can wash away my sin?
Yeah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Praise God. The blood must be applied to your heart. May the Lord bless us today in his Bible faith. All right, then read on what he says now.
Thou mightest be justified when thou speakest.
Thou may be justified. When thou speakest.
And be clear when thou judgest.
And be clear when thou judgest.
Yeah.
Praise God. Oh, I want to be clear. I want to be clean. Not praise God. Amen. I want to live a life of Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
I want you in my life, Lord.
Amen.
That I'll be able to do what I'm judging. Amen. Give the right judgment. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord help us.
Yeah, so
you know, you judge, and the Lord help us today and inspire. Let's move on now. Let's move on a little bit further. Read on now what he said. Where we leave it left over?
Behold, I was shaping in iniquity.
Behold now, I was shaping in iniquity. Praise God. This is something sometimes people say, well, wait just a minute now. You you know that I hadn't did anything wrong. I deserved to be. I hadn't sinned against anything like that. May the Lord help her. Why you say that, oh my son? But back behold, I was shaping in iniquity. Right. Read it now. What he said?
It is sin that my mother conceived.
It is sin that my mother conceived. Praise God. I was bound in sin.
All right.
Lord, help us today. Bound in sin. Praise God. You don't have to teach a child to be bad, do you not? Mm-hmm. But you have to teach them to be what?
Good.
Good, do you not?
Amen.
You see, that's that outer nature in them, the sin in them, praise God.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
man. You don't have to teach a child to tell a lie.
Amen.
But you teach him to tell the truth. May the Lord help us. You see, that sin in your life, dear one, see today. Sin will be man ruined. Praise God. Sin will destroy us. May the Lord help us. Don't care how long that I've been living in sin, I tell you, sometimes we can, the devil will blind our understanding, and we'll go on and on and on until when we do know anything, it's time no more.
Right.
Lord, help us today. But God is so faithful. He will send warning. He will get it over to you. He can say, do you remember? Do you remember that I sent a message to one of my angels? Amen. To one of my angels. Praise God. May the Lord help us today and inspire our faith. You had the opportunity to be saved.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you went right on. Amen. And didn't know the word of God.
Yeah.
But Lord help us. The pain, you see, as we continue on living in sin, the pain is that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Read on now. What is it?
Behold, I desire truth. And
behold, I desire truth. You know, this I desire truth in the inward part.
Yeah.
Want this truth to be in the inward part.
Right.
In this hidden part. Praise God.
Yeah.
What is truth? Thy word is truth.
Amen.
Praise God. I want it in the inward part. Not on the outward part, but on the inward part. Amen. You see, when we have this truth in the inward part, it will shine out.
Yeah.
Amen. May the Lord bless us today and inspire our faith. Well, we need the Lord to help us. All right, then, what did he say?
And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know
wisdom. And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom.
Yeah.
Praise God. May the Lord bless us today. Oh, that's a few scriptures. We want to try to get over to us here. Where you left off there reading, brother? Amen. May the Lord help us. Let's read on a little further. Okay, go
purge
ahead.
Purge me with hyphus.
Purge me. Praise God. Purge me now. Yes. Okay now. I want to be purged now. Purge me with hyphus and thou shalt be clean. Praise God. Make me clean, Lord.
Yeah.
Make me clean. You know the Lord want to wash, make us clean here today.
Yeah.
He the only one can clean us up.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Make us white as snow. Praise God. Read on now what he said.
Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Praise God. Oh, I know this man, Brother David, was praying this prayer. He believed the Lord is going to deliver. Praise God. Amen. We got to, when we pray, we must pray on believing ground. Amen. Believe in God.
Amen.
Going to hear our prayer. Praise God.
Yeah.
May the Lord bless us today. Now what he said now. Read on now.
Make me to hear joy and gladness.
Make me to hear joy and gladness. Praise God. I know that joy in the Lord. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. That peace and joy in the Lord today. Praise
Amen.
God. That no joy and happiness and peace and sin. No peace.
Nope.
Be justified by faith. We have peace with God.
That's
praise
right.
God.
Amen.
Have all of the peace is in Jesus. Praise God.
Yes,
make me to, you know, I want to enjoy. I want to have joy. Praise God.
Amen.
There's peace
Amen.
And joy in the Lord today. More than all in this world of sin. Have a happy life in the holy way. Praise the Lord, I have entered in. Praise God.
Amen.
In that straight and narrow way, praise God. Amen. What sinners, the world can't understand. Amen. The world can't understand the peace of God. Praise God. Amen. May the Lord help us today and inspire our faith. All right, then, where you left off at, brother?
That the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
That's enough there, brother. May the Lord help us today and inspire our faith. We surely need the Lord to help us. Ezekiel, the 18th chapter and the 4th verse. May the Lord help us. And someone give me 18 and 32. May the Lord help us today. Oh, we need Jesus to help us. God is trying to help us and help us to see ourselves. May the Lord help us and turn to Him. I realize that it's very quiet in here today. Amen. May the Lord help us. But we better think about our soul. We have one soul. Amen. Only one soul. Don't let him get away. Praise God. May the Lord bless us today. And in five things, we better keep our eyes upon the Lord. Praise God. We're living in a time that folks began to put their eyes upon the arm of flesh. But the Bible tells us about the arm of flesh will fail us. So don't be looking around. Praise God. But you better keep your eyes upon God. May the Lord bless us today and inspire our faith. We're living in the last days. Amen. We're living in time that we never lived in before. We're living in time of distress. Amen. Time when folks has turned their back on you. Praise God. It's time when it seems like that we don't see our way out on Jesus. You know, we look on the right and it seems like everything is dark. We look on the left and everything is dark in front of him and in back of him. Everything, it seems like everything is closing in. But I want you to keep your eyes upon God. Praise God. Look to him. Amen. If you keep your eyes upon him, we'll make it in safely. May the Lord bless us. He's looking unto Jesus, which is the author and finish of our faith. Praise God. We are here on business. Praise God. We want to see souls saved and deliver. Praise God. Amen. May the Lord help us today and in fire of faith. We need the Lord to help us. All right, then, where we left off at? We know that the Bible said, all souls of mine, praise God. They're all souls of mine, praise God. What do you say now? But what? Who got it? Praise God.
Behold, all souls of mine.
As the soul of the Father.
So also the soul of the Son.
Of the soul of the Son of Man. What did he say?
Yeah. The soul that sinneth.
But the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Praise God. But you know there's a way out of this thing. Amen. I might have been in sin for a long time. Praise God. Or a short time, wherever. Amen. Praise God. But may the Lord help us. It's a way out of this thing.
Yes,
if you come and said, Lord, have mercy on me. Praise God. Oh, I tell you, you're going to have to come clean. Have to ask him, Lord, have mercy on me. Praise the Lord.
Right.
All right now, what he's saying, the soul that sinned, it shall die.
But
okay.
If the man be just.
Okay, that's enough of that. That's all I want. Let's skip down to the 18 and 32. Let's see what he says there. Read on. Let's see what he says.
For I have no pleasure.
In the death of him that died. The Lord don't have no pleasure. He don't want to see you lost. Amen. He don't get any pleasure out of that.
No.
You know, we see when folks began to get pleasure out of something happened to someone, or see something happen to them, that's the devil works.
Yes.
We know right there the devil is working there. See,
yes.
God is not working like that. God get no pleasure out of seeing us down. Amen. In the mud hole of sin.
Amen.
God don't get no pleasure out of being lost. Really. Praise God.
Right.
The Lord love us. Praise God. May the Lord bless us today and inspire our faith. We surely need the Lord to help us. Isaiah 55 and 6 through 9. Let's see what he said. Oh, that's a few scriptures to try to get us to think here today. Think about our lost soul. May the Lord help us today. Oh, we need the Lord to help us. Our souls and mind. But we still go over there and say, but the soul that sinned it shall die. Amen. If we don't turn to Jesus and meet our life to him, we'll be lost. We waited too late. Lord, help us today. Now is the accepted time.
Amen.
Today you hear my voice. Harden not your heart. Now is your time to be saved. You don't have to be lost. God don't get in the pledge out of you be lost. Well, Lord, help us today. But Lord, it's the will of God that we be saved.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us today in his power of faith. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. What did he say? Call ye upon him while he is near thee. Oh, he's near you right now. Praise God. Well, we would, you know, God, he said he would not, his spirit would not always dwell with man. Isn't that right? If God will grow his spirit, then you can call upon him as much as you want to.
Yeah.
You're going to be saved. Call upon him while he's near. Oh, while he's extending his arms out, saying, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest. I know you don't have no joy, no happiness. You don't have that. Amen. Not out in sin, we don't.
Amen.
May the Lord help us today. Let's follow faith. Read on now. What do you say?
Let the wicked forsake his way.
We won't have to give up our way. Amen. Forsake it. Praise God. And the what?
The unrighteous man his thoughts.
Also your thoughts too. Praise God. Give up that. Amen. And read on what he said.
And let him return unto the Lord.
You know, some people, Brother Epp, you say they just turn all around and continue on. They make a turn now. But they continue on in the same way.
Right.
But may the Lord help us today. But it said, let us return unto the Lord. Amen. And he will
find you. He will have mercy upon him.
Mercy upon you.
And you are a God. But he will abundantly pardon.
Amen.
From
whatever condition you in. Able men to have a habit. Don't have it. But whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm just an alcohol problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or running after women or this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Or running after boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just can't have the can't help it. I'm not willing to give that up. But will you give it up for your soul? We have one soul, see?
That's right.
Give it up. It's not worth it.
Amen.
Your soul.
That's right.
Your soul is more important than that.
Amen.
Maybe I just been in this thing so long till I just done got comfortable in it.
Okay.
Been in sin so long I just done got comfortable. Lord, help us today. You see, the devil has blinded your understanding. Now you done got comfortable in that thing. But I want you to realize that you have one soul. If you can get comfortable in that thing, you are not going to be comfortable in hell. Lord, help us today.
Amen.
Hell is real. That's whether we accept this or not today, but hell is real.
Yeah.
We better be careful how we live here on this earth. We better be careful how we carry ourselves. Oh Lord, help us today.
Yes.
And with everything, our attitude, this including me and all of us. Amen. May the Lord help us today. We better be careful. Lord, help us. Heaven is a holy place. No sin can go there.
Yeah.
May the Lord help us today. I done got comfortable in the way I'm living.
Help, Lord.
Living shabby lives and all of this. And comfortable in it. Sin against God or lowering the standard or what have you. I'm comfortable.
Help, Lord.
What I need to be, Lord, have mercy on me.
Yes.
We have. Well, we have fallen. We have it seems like we have fallen away. Lord, help us today. We need to move up, never not. We need to draw closer to God. Oh, Lord, help us today. What we left off there, I don't know. Lord, help us today. What we read there. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Give me Isaiah, the first chapter, in the 18th verse through the 20th verse. We're going to try to close now. We need you to pray for us. Continue to pray. I believe the saints are praying for us. But we need the Lord to help us today.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I tell you, heaven is a holy place.
Amen.
Oh, it's going to mean something to go to heaven.
Amen.
We talk about heaven, praise God. We preach about it, praise God. But that's one thing. Praise God. But we're going to have to live close to God. We're going to have to live according to His commandment to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, may the Lord help us today and inspire our faith. So we need to get real. If we ain't real, we need to get real.
Amen.
Yeah, man. May the Lord help us today. All right, then. What do you say?
Come now and let us reason together.
Let's reason this thing out now. Let us come now. Let us reason it out. Praise God. Now let's reason this thing out. You know that we can't go to heaven with sin in our life. There ain't no way that you can go and I can go. None of us can go to heaven with sin in our life. Let's reason this out now. Read on. What is it?
Though your sins be as scarlet.
Though your sins be as scarlet.
They shall be as white as snow.
You know,
will they be red like crimson?
I make them white as snow. But you see, if you have sin in your life, just come to me. Praise God. I'll make them white as snow.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I clean you up.
That's right.
Amen.
I make you a new creature.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. You may come in here in the mud hole. Praise God. Down in the all bind and chained down. But I set you free today.
Amen.
Praise God. I set you free. Praise God. I cut the chains
that have you, and
all the things that have you bound down. I reached down. One day he reached down in the deep mire of clay. Praise God. I was down there stuck, Brother Kenny. Okay. Couldn't get out. Couldn't help myself. And he lifted me up and out from a horrible pit. Amen.
Amen.
Put a new song in my mouth.
Right.
Now we singing praises unto the Lord. Ain't that a blessing?
Yeah.
Praise God. He want to do the same for you today. Praise God. He want to make you a brand new man, a brand new woman, brand new girl, a boy. Praise God.
Yeah.
May the man be in Christ. He's a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Praise God. Oh, if you want to reason this thing out, you know we got God is eternal. Praise God. Amen. We know that you said there is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. Praise God.
Yeah.
We can't outlive God. Praise God. Amen. We cannot outlive God.
No.
May the Lord help us today.
Amen.
Oh, we need the Lord to help us. And to realize that we are only human. Praise God. And we need God. It was God that formed man up in the dust of the earth.
Amen.
And breathed the breath of life in him, and he become a living soul. He did not come from the ape, praise God, or the monkey,
right,
praise God, but God created him.
Praise
God. May the Lord help us today
in
his power of faith.
Right.
He created us to serve him.
Praise
God. May the Lord help us today in his power of faith. He created us to serve him, not the devil.
Right.
And we've been serving the devil for all these years. Oh, then why don't you think it's time to come to Jesus today?
Yeah.
Oh, he got his arm extended out, saying, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Oh, then one today, it's time to seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Amen.
Oh, if you want today, we just live here a short while. Praise God. And we're going to go soon be rushing out into eternity. But you know, what the insurance that I want this insurance, I want to be saved.
Yes.
Praise God. I want to die in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord help us today.
Amen.
Oh, I know I'm saved. Praise God. I don't have it made, and none of us have it made until we get there.
That's right.
May the Lord bless us today in this power of faith. We need the reason. We cry the reason what you're living in here now. Amen. May the Lord help us today. It's to your advantage.
Yes.
Amen. To be saved. Amen. Pray God. Will you humble your heart today?
Yes.
Aren't you tired of sin? Don't you know that sin is man ruining?
Yeah.
Don't you know if you continue on in sin, the old people, young people, if we continue on in sin, the wages of sin, the painful sin is death.
Yeah.
Don't you know this? I have heard it many times. Well, you have heard it. It's the truth, dear one.
You've heard the truth, yeah.
Praise God. It's the truth.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus is coming back.
Yeah.
Praise God. At a time when we think not. Well, I thought about it. They said this young man was there. I don't know. He was 30-some years old, but he was a young man. He was there. The man to come down. You know the people that had an accident. And he got out trying to help the other. And the lumber fell on him and destroyed the man. Yeah, I don't know where he was along life way, but perhaps maybe he wasn't. He was saved for happy weather. But if he wasn't saved, that's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. Lord, help us today. You see, we don't know the point I'm trying to get over. We don't know where death lies. You see what I mean? Otherwise, we may walk out of here this evening. And amen. We may just fall dead.
That's right.
Or some accident. You know? But it behooves us to accept Jesus as our personal Savior.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, buddy.
I've been serving sin a long time. It's now time to give God my life.
Amen.
Live for Him the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I realize, Lord, I've been neglecting you, putting you off. But Lord, I come to you today. With a broken and a contrite heart. Tired of sin.
Yes.
Tired of the old life I'm living.
Yeah.
Tired of the old way I've been going. Lord, I want you to come into my life and make me a new man, a new woman, a new boy, a new girl. May the Lord help us today. Read on now, Luke Chronicles. That's reason a little with us, Stephen. That's reason a little with us. All right, then what did he say?
If you be willing and obedient.
But if you be willing and obedient.
You shall eat the good of the land.
You shall eat the good of the land.
But if you
refuse.
And rebel.
Oh, I see folks refusing. I have many folks that have made a lot of statements and have said that they're going to get saved and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. If God, if you just spare my life, and they say today, they ain't willing, is it?
No.
They're not willing to give up sin.
That's right.
But you know, their souls have made promises and really mean that they were going to, you know, really mean that.
Yes, amen.
They died in sin.
Okay.
Don't let that be you today. You can avoid that. You can come and humble your heart and offer prayer.
Yes.
Lord, I come to you. I'm willing, Lord. I'm not going to rebel. I want to be delivered. I want you to cleanse me from all of my sins. Clean me up. Make me a brand new creature. Oh, the Lord. He's willing right now to accept us. Amen. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near thee. Let the wicked man forsake his way and ungodly man in thoughts.
Amen.
And let him return unto the Lord. Come now. Let us reason this thing out. I believe that the Lord has done all he can to try to help us today.
Amen.
Now is a good time that we will stand.
Yeah.
Amen. Stand.
Amen.
4:15. Go to him. Come and pray. Come and seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord.